Boom, 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 boom.
Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Boom, 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 boom.
Happy Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy Friday, Buzz.
G'day, Tommy
Happy
Little.
Summer. I feel like right, summer's Bubble. Here.
Very close.
Dude. Yeah, it is.
You actually
I'm calling
in,
it.
You look in summery.
Yeah, it's done. There's no going back. No more rainy days. No more cold days. We're here. We're
Does
home
this
and
mean
hosed.
We can finally have calippos. I've been asking for them all year.
Calippos, yes.
Great.
Buzz, can you get one?
Yeah, I'll get you guys three. Let's do Bickmore's booty drop.
Drop it like it's hot. Booty drop.
This was a big summer tune back in the day, I think. I don't know. It could have been winter. It was a big tune back
which,
in the day.
Which day are we talking?
I don't know. I don't even know what year. Do you remember Mo Money, No Problems?
No.
I used to think it was No Money, No Problems, but it's Mo Money, yeah?
Mo Money.
Is it?
Yeah.
Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, Let's what kick a it tune. Off. Great one.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We had a busy week this week. We had a shoot for our new radio promos. I get to see them next year. Mm. You looking smashing in your black T-shirt.
Yes, I did.
Always wear.
I did wear arseless chaps, which seemed a bold choice considering the shots were only from the waist up. But
hey, I liked it.
Yes, it's
I liked
an inner
it.
Confidence that it gives me that I think it just makes me glow.
And when you drive past and see us with a little smiley eyes, a little glint in the eye, you'll know why.
Yes.
But one of the things I discovered on that shoot about you, I was talking to Nat, our stylist, and she was talking about
Well, I just realised she's responsible for one of the worst nights, retrospectively, of my life.
Okay, so she was telling me how I said something about you wearing an outfit, and she said, "Oh, because Tommy's colourblind, he won't know." And I was like, "What? Tommy's colourblind?" She goes, "Yeah. One day, I put him for the Logies in an aubergine suit, and we did all the fittings for the weeks before. And then on the day, she said, 'I really like that colour on you.' And you said to her, 'What colour is it?'
No.
She said, 'Aubergine.' And you went, 'I'm not wearing aubergine.'
I wished that was how it played out. What happened was I went to the Logies thinking I was in a nice standard. I just
black suit. She said you thought you were in a black suit.
Oh yeah, I hate the idea of anything other than a bog standard black suit.
Oh no,
and
you
everybody
don't.
Said
you wore arseless chaps. Today. You love to stand
out. They were black arseless chaps. After some photos, they said, "I really admire your confidence." This is what one of the photographers said. And I said, "What?" And he called it eggplant. And I went, "Oh, no. I'm that jerk wearing an eggplant coloured suit."
I know the jerk you're talking about. But let's go back a few steps.
Yes.
Okay. So you're colourblind.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Like what?
So I've never noticed it in my life.
Isn't
right?
that you've been getting it wrong all the time?
Up until the point. So here's exactly what happened. I tried to get a job at a casino. I went through a weird phase of, I go through phases, and I wanted to count cards and I thought I'd get a job.
Like be a magician or something?
No, be like a hustler, like a real idiot, right?
Right.
I was young.
How old were you?
Like 19, 20. Okay. And I thought I'd work in a casino for a year and get really good at it, and then I'd go Vegas and live the high life. And you do a colorblind test if you want to go for a job as a dealer, because all the chips are together and they're all different colors, so you need to be able to differentiate
of
what
course.
They are, or I'm just going, "Congratulations, sir," and handing you back. Oh, that's weird. The house is down $4 million again. And you
I don't even know what that means.
You have to do it. That's
funny.
Fine. Just go on. thanks, Buzz. You have to do a test for colorblindness. Have you seen these tests before?
No.
It's basically blotches of different colours together. And if you're not colourblind, you should see a number in the colours.
Oh.
Right? And so I looked at these four blotches and I went, "I got nothing." And the guy goes, "It's not distance. You can move up close." I'm like, "Okay, good." And I went up close and I thought, "I'll just guess here." And I went, 21... 7, 6, 52, and he goes, "Okay, let's move on to the next bit." And I was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I've guessed that right. That is unbelievable." And then we get into the results bit and he goes, "You're colourblind." I was like, "Damn it."
So hold on, I don't understand how you get to 19. So when you're a kid, like, and you're learning your primary colours and you do tests and stuff, don't you have to know colours?
So the only times I've ever noticed it is things like subtle things like that suit being eggplant and stuff. Like I had a jacket that I, as you know, I only wear black and white now to no kind of confusion
anymore.
Is
that because you're colourblind?
It's just, I just
or
don't
you just don't have
it.
Any taste?
I just don't trust the colours because I was wearing a brown suit jacket for like 2 years before my mate finally went, he goes, "Mate, I know you like that jacket, but I can't stand, it's the most disgusting green." And I said, "Sorry?" And he goes, "Is this green?" And I'm like, "Have I been wearing a Larry jacket at events where I think I'm wearing like an understated
brown?" Okay, how does it work though? So when you see like
I wear crap clothes.
Okay, I'm holding up a blue pen now. What colour does that look to you?
Yeah, blue.
Okay, so I'm holding up a green highlighter there. What does that look like?
I can't stress enough. That looks green to me. Okay, so traffic lights, you know.
So the traffic lights are green and red and everything.
Yeah.
So then I don't get it.
No, I mean, neither. But it's something that it's real. I think it either
subtle
affects
things.
No females or it's super rare in females, right. And it's 10% of men. And most men, I assume, like myself, wouldn't know until you have the actual test.
What happens if you're like staring into a woman's eyes and you're about to kiss her and you're like, oh, I love your
grey eyes
and they're blue or something? Or can you see what colour they are?
At that point, I'm so deep into the windows of her soul that I do not care. But I think my eyes are a different colour than they are.
What colour do you think they are?
I think my eyes are brown.
Yeah, they are brown.
Oh. Oh, there we go. Oh, well, that answers that little riddle. I did wonder why that jacket was a completely different colour to my eyes.
Well, that's fascinating. You learn something new every day.
Thank you, my purple, really my purple coloured co-host.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I put my thing down, flip
it and reverse it. Same, but backwards.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think I might have won the quickest ever game of
you
this
did.
Last week.
You were amazing.
You did.
Oh, God.
Okay. I did help you again by singing the songs, which I have to stop doing, but it's been a whole year of it and I haven't stopped, so I can't imagine me stopping anytime soon.
Am I just finally getting to realise my potential?
We'll find out now, won't we?
Okay, go for it, Buzz.
All right, this is the game where I play Carrie and Tommy a song in reverse. They buzz
it,
in with
everybody
their name.
Gets it.
See, the rules that you guys struggle with is you've got to name the title and artist of
Tommy
the song.
Tommy struggles with that. I don't.
Is in reverse. All right, let's get it. Number one.
Tommy.
Carrie.
Oh, Tommy, you got in there very quick.
Young, Dumb and Broke, Khalid.
It is.
Oh, my God. What happened? How did I get good at this game?
This is your hitting zone, this song. Like, that song is on your top Spotify list, isn't it?
This album is unbelievable. Talk about summery. That is a summer album.
That's like roof racks on.
Can we get cash for comments for promoting more artists? Like, unfairly? Like, can we get kickbacks for that?
Sure.
Damn it.
Okay. What are we getting?
Like, I'd just like, if somehow...
One of their CDs.
No, if the record companies could give us some money to, you know, unfairly promote one of their artists more.
Right.
Because I genuinely do like that album, but I'm also open to taking some money to say I like different albums.
Who else would you like if you got paid?
Oh, whoever paid me the most money. Great.
Would you even go back to, like, the Sail Away days and start, like, really pumping up, what's her name?
Enya? Is that Enya?
Well, imagine if all of a sudden just every break you started going, good tune from Enya out at the moment.
Oh, and even just cross-promoting. Enya makes me feel like Domino's pizza. Oh, God.
All right, anyway, Tommy won because, Neil, here's song number two.
Tommy.
What?
It's very quick.
It's Rules, Dua Lipa. Oh, my
what?
God.
I didn't even hear
it's called,
it.
It's called New Rules.
Oh, well done.
Once again, where's some tunes that I might know? This is like your playlist. Okay.
I've never been good
You're
at
very
this.
Good today.
What's happening? Okay. To me?
That's unreal. I'm actually very, very surprised.
Okay.
You didn't even know what it was and you hit the button. And you...
No, because you did say, you said Rules at first, and I was like, do I buzz him out or do I give it to him?
Oh, we both knew I knew what it was.
All right. All right. Here is song number three.
Tommy.
What?
There's no way.
That song is by a man who I know and love, and his name is Shaggy, and it's Mr. Bombastic.
There is no way.
How did you do that? How? That was 1 second. How did you do that? Oh, my God.
I can't believe you pulled that out of nowhere.
He can't hear you, Buzz. He threw his headphones off.
Gosh.
What?
Well, I just, because I heard it go, whoa, and I was trying to think that Mr. Roman.
That's phenomenal.
See you guys, I'm quitting right now.
Oh. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, let's sparkle up someone's life.
New Mount Franklin sparkling water in a can. Crack open one today.
Feeling flat this summer?
Sparkle up your life with Carrie and Tommy.
Been such a good week sparkling up people's lives thanks to Mount Franklin, hasn't it?
It has. Yep. I started the week flat, which was the theme of this. You had to call in, email in, write in, get to bring a carrier pigeon. However, let us know why you're feeling flat about summer, and we'll add some sparkle to your life.
And you know how you're looking now?
How?
Sparkly.
Aren't I?
Yes.
Thank you, Mount Franklin.
Oh.
So what we're doing is celebrating why you might be feeling down about summer, what it is that's gotten you down, and we're going to add a bit of pep to your life. We've got Jess on the line from Newcastle. Jess, why are you feeling flat about summer?
Hi, guys. We had a bit of a... I'm a casual teacher and had a slow week start to this term, and we had a holiday booked to Queensland, and unfortunately we had to cancel that holiday, which sort of wasn't... After promising our kids, it wasn't really what we wanted to do. So feeling a little bit flat now.
Okay, two things. You're already awesome for having two kids, but also continuing to teach 30 other kids that are not your own. That deserves a prize. But I can see why that would get you down. There's nothing worse, not only not having a holiday, but having one booked and then having to cancel it.
Yeah,
Tommy.
The only good news I've heard from that story is you didn't have to work much last week, which sounds like the one upside to it. Jess, the kids want to go away. Queensland's awesome.
I feel like we can help Jess out here. What could we do? Could we perhaps send you guys on a trip to the Gold Coast?
Oh, are you serious?
We're sending you to the Gold Coast. You get return flights for four of you put up in the best resort. It is the Paradise Resort. How good is this, Biggers? Oh. Water park, ice rink, games room, all activities for the kids. You can bugger off the kids for the day, Jess.
Or you can take the kids to Dreamworld and SeaWorld because we're throwing in family passes to that as well.
We're doing that as well. Breakfast is included. We're going to throw in a hire car just so it doesn't cost too much money.
Oh my gosh. You guys are amazing.
You go to Paradise Resort and you have your own little piece of paradise for a couple of days, Jess. You deserve it.
Teachers don't get paid enough, Jess. Have the absolute best time ever. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, what a week we've had.
Oh, it's been a good one, though.
It has been a good
one. Been up and down, but ended well.
The ups and downs. That's exactly what I want to talk about. Buzz all.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
I'm going to start.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Oh, no. No, maybe not. I'll wait till the end.
I was about to be raw because we agreed on an order and then you've just gone completely against it.
I've already checked out, mate. I'm sitting home hanging out with the kids. I left a while ago. Sorry, you go.
Okay.
Men first. You go.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm wrapped this week because I've had literally a life-changing week.
Have you?
And, I have. I've got some permanent changes to my body.
Oh,
and I was just wrapped at how happy you were with my new tattoo. I decided, should we get tattoos?
Oh.
Do you remember that game where you make a circle with your thumb
emoji,
and your forefinger?
The A-OK emoji.
Yeah, the A-OK.
Yeah.
Do you remember the game when you were in school and if you could make that circle below your waist and get someone to look at it, you got to punch them? One of the greatest games of all time. We decided, well, that game is
hilarious. So you got the emoji. You got an emoji on your leg.
It's not an emoji.
It is an emoji. It's an A-OK emoji.
It is a hilarious game from school that we just want to relive for the rest of our lives.
Where did you get it? This looks like your upper thigh or something.
Right there on the upper thigh.
Oh. Ow. Why are you punching me?
That's how the game works. You looked at it, you idiot. Got her, Buzz.
Yes. So annoying.
Oh, dear.
I've asked a lot of people about that game. No one's heard of it.
What? Who have you asked?
Just my friends.
List them.
Sarah.
That's the worst made up name. Sarah.
I don't even have a friend called Sarah.
Sorry. Oh, Buzzhole, how have you been this week, mate?
Great. I've got my heart back out. I'm feeling very, very good. And
I'll tell you what, you're getting better. You did have a couple of weeks there where I thought your heart playing sounded absolutely awful. And I was just saying, I thought it sounded good to boost your confidence. But now it's actually sounding great.
Well, do you think next year you could come up with a new song, though? I'm a bit tired of the one you played.
Well, I did Despacito a few weeks ago.
That gave me a little taste of what could be.
All right, well, I've got the whole summer to practice, so I'll see what I can do.
Thanks.
I am wrapped this week, though, guys, because, as you know, I've got a bank of royalty-free sound effects that I get to use.
That.
Yeah, and I got to use one this week.
Billy Mucklaw and Andy Carroll, I'm not sure who they are, but they've named their kid Wolf 9.
Billy Mucklaw?
Is he famous?
Buzz, did you just let off a wolf sound effect?
I did, from my royalty-free sound effects.
You didn't even know that was coming up.
Just got it.
Or did you just go, oh.
What actually happened then, right? The thing that actually happened. We should reveal the magic to our great listeners.
Don't ruin it for the listeners.
What's the magic?
Well,
I don't even know the magic.
That was actually when we mentioned a wolf 2 weeks ago and Buzz finally got the sound effect up and it just happened to come at the same time.
Give him his moment. He's wrapped, mate.
Yes, you should be wrapped, Buzz. Give yourself another sound effect just to celebrate.
Like a clap or something.
Okay.
I thought that was appropriate.
Okay. Been very harsh on yourself there. Because
I would have gone with a round of applause or something, but anyway. This week, it was up and down, but I think, to be honest, I'm still a bit raw.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've always known that I was old. I've always felt old for my age.
Okay.
But I've thought maybe it was just in my head. I discovered this week it's not. I'm actually officially old.
Okay.
I realised I was in the wrong place at the wrong time as I waited outside the concert. Every girl that walked past me had a handkerchief on as their top. I was like, where are their clothes?
Yeah.
They're going to get cold. And then I was like, Carrie, you're way overdressed. Too many clothes, for starters. Anyway, the funniest part was when we went to our seating and we were right at the top, like in this corporate kind of section. Normally, I'm like right down getting sweaty and hot. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm in the air conditioning. And then they said, do you want to come down to the front? And I was like, oh, no, I'll just sit here. And in my head, I thought, because if I sit here, I can sneak out before the end, then I can get in a cab and not have to line up and I can be back home in bed by 11 p.m.
Yes, yeah.
Actually, I've changed my mind.
What?
I think I'm wrapped. Really? Listening to my voice there, I've had a cold all week.
Yeah.
I've just discovered I could do a new job, the 1-800 number. Seriously. Hey, baby.
I see you over there, baby girl.
No, I wouldn't do that. It wouldn't be my own.
What would yours? Okay, I'll ring. Bring.
Hello.
Oh, who's this?
It's Marie.
Marie.
How's your night going?
Pretty good, thanks. Marie, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing some pants and a woolen top.
Oh, you know how to talk sexy. You've got me, Marie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You got to be happy with how your Friday went.
Oh, I mean, that was the best game of same but backwards I think anyone's ever played in the history of the game.
And then you gave away a family trip to the Goldie.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear short shorts and have bad legs.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
For Mitsubishi, kickstart the festive season with an FBOS card valued up to $2,000 on a selected range of vehicles.